The following instructions for use should be followed when starting and continuing on your treatment. Your dosing schedule. Take your initial dose, first dose, under the guidance of a healthcare professional. Take the second dose on the same day of the second week, week 1. Take the third dose on the same day of the third week, week 2. After the first 3 injections, do not take Kesimpta the following week, week 3. Start your monthly doses on week 4, taking medication on the same date every month moving forward. Once you start, treatment can be straightforward to fit into your routine. Take it on the same date every month. Using your Kesimpta Sensor Ready pen. Step 1. Preparation. Take the pen out of the fridge 15 to 30 minutes before injection to allow it to reach room temperature. Look through the viewing window. The liquid should be clear to slightly opalescent and colorless to slightly brownish yellow. You may see a small air bubble, which is normal. Check the expiry date of the pen, found on the outer carton or the label of the pen. Important information. Do not use if the liquid has visible particles or is cloudy. Do not use if the pen has expired. Contact your pharmacist or healthcare professional if your pen fails any of these checks. Step 2. Get ready. Pick and clean your injection site. Wash your hands with soap and water. Using a circular motion, clean the injection site with the alcohol wipe. Let it dry completely. Do not touch the injection site again before injecting. Remove the cap and throw it away. Twist off the cap in the direction of the arrow. Don't try to reattach it. Make sure you use the pen within 5 minutes of removing the cap and do not shake. You may see a few drops of medicine come out of the needle. This is normal. Step 3. Inject. Hold the pen at a 90-degree angle to the cleaned injection site. Press down to activate the pen and hold. You'll hear the first click and the green indicator will start moving. Keep the pen pressed firmly against your skin. Watch the green indicator fill. Listen for the second click to signal you're almost done. Once the green indicator is full and has stopped, you'll know that you've done it right and you can now remove the pen. If there's blood at the injection site, press down with a cotton ball or gauze, but don't rub. Important information. If the green indicator does not fill the window, this means you have not received the full dose. Contact your doctor or pharmacist if the green indicator is not visible. Step 4. Finish. Dispose of the used pen in a sharps bin, i.e., a puncture-resistant closable container or similar, if provided. Please ask your doctor or pharmacist for more information on how to dispose of your used pens safely. Important information. Never try to reuse your pen. Always keep the sharps container out of reach of children. Do not throw away any medicines via wastewater or household waste, including flushing down the toilet or putting down the sink. How to choose the appropriate spot. Change your injection spot each month. The front of the thigh is the recommended site. You can also use the following sites. The outer upper arm may be used by a healthcare professional or caregiver if they are injecting you. The lower abdomen, stomach area, except the area 5 cm around your belly button. Do not inject into areas where the skin is tender, bruised, red, scaly, or hard. Avoid areas with scars, stretch marks, or infection sites. Important safety information. Do not use this medicine if either the seal on the outer package or the seal on the pen is broken. Keep the pen in the sealed outer package until you're ready to use it. If you drop your pen, do not use it if the pen looks damaged or if you dropped it with the cap removed. After the expiry date, which is stated on the outer box or the label on the pen after EXP, The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. If the solution contains visible particles or is cloudy, you should make a note of when and where on your body you inject. There's a handy tracker at the back of this book for you to use to do this. Forgot a dose in your first month? Administer your dose as soon as you remember and time your future injections from the day you injected this dose.